Blog Talk Radio.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003
on Harvard Ave.
What's the lot? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003
on Harvard Ave.
What's the lot? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
1212, it's Big Rand, thought you knew. Cassettes and CDs that Crazy D's fall through. Hot chew, I make you sneeze at these whack MCs. Big Ram bless your tracks, it's like honey to bees. Dogs to fleas, hey, rats to cheese. Spitting bars like these, I had your city under siege. Please, cats is kitty, grilling your city. Homegrown with microphone, leaving comp looking silly.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003 on Harvard Ave.
What's the line? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
So what's the store name?
Crazy D's Music. Don't forget to register to vote.
Check, I be blowin', I be super throwin' on the set of foes. I be gone, I be on Patron, I be on my own.
Crazy D's Web Show, we're standing here with the exclusive interview with Big Duke.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you, Big Duke?
I'm chillin', I'm good, man. I'm just at the Digital Music Summit. You know what I mean? They putting together some good plans for Cleveland. So, you know, I like to support everything here, man.
Okay, so first question is this. In the climate that was going on maybe 4 years ago, how did you and Chip break him in to that?
Well, it was, yeah, you're right. It really wasn't like the market 4 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Really wasn't a lot of people like doing their thing. Like, so it was like, I remember one of the first cats that like reached out to us was like Eddie Bauer. Then we started doing work with like Ray Cash. We was like, because at first, one of the first DJs we reached out to, like I was saying earlier, was Joey Fingers. And he put us on our one of his mixtapes, and he hooked us up with the kick drums. You know what I mean? Definitely got to give Joey credit for that. And you know what I'm saying? We just started putting together like our movement and trying to build everything. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, on my web show, you will see that there's a discussion. There's other MCs that may not be as successful. I'll leave it like that.
Exactly.
And it was a discussion. They talked about how the acts that are successful, like Al, Chip, how the rate that they're charging for features are.
Oh, I didn't know about it.
No. They're astronomical in their mind, right? And so my counterpoint to them was that, hey, you know what I'm saying, it's a business. So have you heard that within the rise of Chip? And if so, what do you think about that?
Well, see, one of the many things of music is business. You know what I mean? And once you understand the business, you know what I mean, it's more so like it's just like you can't just go, like, we didn't expect nothing from nobody. Like, we reached out to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? We don't expect you to help us, just check us out. And then from the love of the work. So like most of the features we got, we didn't even have to pay for it. Just, you know what I mean, a solid relationship being built between Chip and them artists. So like more, you know what I mean, more so like when you reach out as a feature, you know what I mean, this artist is putting his, you know what I'm saying, his pride, it's his work, you know what I mean, his talent, you know what I mean, this is what we do at the end of the day. This is how you get paid, you know what I mean? This is the business of music, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, something like you said verse 2000, you know what I'm saying, $3,000, $4,000, you know what I mean, that's not nothing if you're making a relationship with an artist and building a buzz, you know what I mean? Dude, if I had $1 million, I would dump $1 million into shit. I'd dump $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, this is what I want to do, and you know what I'm saying? If you believe in what you do, then you definitely going to break bread, you know what I mean?
So do you feel that it's more of a if the shoes were reversed, would they do the same thing?
What you mean?
The charge. I mean, no, I don't find anything wrong with
the
that
artist?
As far as doing features on other Cleveland artists.
I mean, I mean, if they did charge, you know what I mean, then that's their business. Like, we was reaching out, they're like, well, you know what I mean, this is what we charge. Bam, okay, if it didn't work out, then, you know what I'm saying, we just keep on going our separate ways. I hold no grudges. You know what I'm saying? Like, cats like Wayne, he charged like $50,000, $100,000. Like, Al couldn't put one of his records out, you know what I mean? Because it was a verse on there, and, you know what I'm saying? It would have been $100,000 out of his budget, $50,000 out of his budget. So it's just how it works on different levels. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Chip got paid for being on Kid Cudi album. He got $2,000, you know what I mean? That's like a standard fee. He got all his royalties and all his publishing business, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, it all works out where everybody get paid. That's how it goes, you know what
so
I mean?
So, what's next for Chip? Is it a BET, Models in the Rap, or is it, or is it MTV, Spring Break?
Okay, hopefully it's both, man, but definitely, man, we, you know, we reach, everybody reaching out like they showing us love, you know what I mean, as far as nationally, they taking Chip on pretty well, so, you know what I mean, as far as media outlets, you know what I mean, we're working on, like, videos and, you know what I'm saying, his project, like, we're in the, what I want to say, like, basically, we're shopping Chip's, you know what I'm saying, product. We had, like, 3-4 deals on the table that we turned down, because the business wasn't right, you know what I mean, but, you know what I mean, in the near future, we definitely gonna make something happen, but keep looking out for us on these album features and everything. We're trying to get on this Kweli album next. So.
One last question.
Uh-huh.
For the people who are trying to come up.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of touched on it at the beginning of the interview,
uh-huh.
But go back and tell them why not to get discouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when the doors are slamming on you. Like,
gotcha.
Go back and tell some slamming doors first and, you know, tell them why they shouldn't
discouraged. We weren't more so, like, with Chip's craft. Chip has been rapping, you know what I'm saying, his whole life. So it's, like, one of the things that it was, you know what I mean, it's part of his life. Like, you know what I mean, whether we made it or not, it would still be a Chip the Ripper. And he would, you know what I'm saying, be making music, you know what I'm saying, regardless. Because, see, people look at it as it's a job. It's not just a job. It's a part of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a part of life. Like, if you want to be in with music, it has to be 100%. You know what I mean? You can't go 98, 99. It has to be 100%. Like, you have to believe in what you're doing. So you can't get discouraged. You know what I mean? We've been on the verge of deals, you know what I'm saying, for the last 3 years. I'm not discouraged. We're still making progress forward. Bam. We can make that happen. Okay. So we get a national release on somebody's album. And, you know what I'm saying, people still gonna hear us, and we getting, you know what I'm saying, $4,000, $3,000 a show underground, you know what I mean, and we just, you know what I'm saying, basically just making moves, you know what I mean, we keeping progress, man, and you gotta keep hope, like, you gotta keep hope, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. If this is something you wanna do, you definitely gotta have hope in yourself.
And if people don't take that, then it's M-O-N,
mm-hmm.
Money over your niggas?
Ours is M-O-Y.
M-O-Y?
Yeah, it's money over you.
Okay.
Basically, generally speaking, that's how you should feel, you know what I mean, as in, you know what I mean, as your hustle. Like, you should feel like, you know what I'm saying, if it's your grind, it's something you want to do, you know what I'm saying, and then you should make money in it, you know what I'm saying, if you're good at it, and it's something you want to do. But basically, it's something for everybody to feel the same way, like, money over you, you know what I'm saying, money over disrespect, money over ignorance, you know what I mean, that's what we saying, like, period, you know what I mean, as a whole. So it ain't just, at the end of the day, it's about where your heart at, man.
Drops?
Uh-huh. Oh, drop. Any drops?
Any drop shout-outs?
I want shout out to my homie DJ EV, been doing this thing. Shout out to the homie Nick Boogie. I'd like to give a shout out to Kid Cudi, his management playing Pat and Dennis, them my homies. They be holding this down since day one. I want to give a shout out to all the blogs that hold us down, you know what I mean? Check us out at www.slabup.com. That's Chip's personal blog.
That's it, Crazy D's Web Show. Here
with Crazy D's Web Show. Get in there with my homie, you know what I'm saying? They've been Crazy D be on it, you know what I'm saying? They be looking out for the artists, so, you know, we definitely going to look out for them.
You want Crazy D's Record Store? Go ahead and inform them about your record store. And the question that I want to ask you is, you're a record store, you're an outlet. How should these artists' promotion, as far as their business structure, how should that be carried out, as well as building a relationship with you, a record store?
Okay, first of all, Rocky, I need you to come and pass this out to the people real quick. Show them your hustle. Give him up for Rocky. Supernatural report, y'all. There we go. This sheet that you're getting ready to get is called the Music Makers Information Sheet, disseminated by Crazy D's over 10 years ago. Matter of fact, on my internet radio show, I have an anniversary show of 10 years of passing this out. Now, Shimmy was saying about what type of structure that I believe, first of all, I said this before at the NERV conference that John put on, that the first thing that I would like to see from artists when they come in the door is to be humble. It's all right, all the macho male bravado and all that, that's on record. But the main people who actually make it, they're down-to-earth people. They don't believe their hype that they put on their records. That's number one thing. And whenever you meet the artists, whenever I meet the national artists when they come in, they are some of the nicest people that you ever want to meet, no matter what they're saying on their record. So that's number one. Number two, I spoke to a few people in here where I shook hands with the majority of the people on here today and passed out information and got information from you. And when I sat down with one gentleman and he was speaking on deals, what Shimmy has put together today, which is very commendable, especially looking at the itinerary sheet, he's put together how you can do this yourself. And that's where I come in. I come in from listening to Johnny O, Coach Chief, Bud McFarland, Spoonie T, Centipede, LC Rock, DJ Hawk, The Psychotic Nut on Club Style 108. That's where I came in. That's where I got my love for hip hop, and that's what gave me the inspiration to want to be a DJ in the first place, from listening to these guys right here. So when Johnny O was telling you something, he's definitely telling you something from experience. Now the sheet that you're getting is called the Music Makers Information Sheet. It has the addresses for SoundScan, the Uniform Code Console, which is the console where you get your barcode. And when you look at a CD, you see a number on the back within the barcode. The first five numbers in the barcode is your number that you get from the Uniform Code Console. The next five numbers are the numbers that you generate to say this is the particular product. Okay, so that's what the Uniform Code Console. Again, like Shimmy said, you can get it from one of the outlets that make CDs. They can do it, or you can get your own code so that you can generate because you want to be a label. There's BMI on here, the Copyright Office, U.S. Department of Commerce, A to Z is a place on the west side. It's like disc maker. I always dealt with people in Cleveland when I did my projects because I believed in the money flowing through Cleveland, so that's what that is. And then the musical is for vinyl, but of course vinyl is now really obsolete with the Serato system that the DJs are using. So this sheet back then, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you had to call or write these people. Now, all you have to do is just type in the name on the internet, and it's so much easier. You can do a lot of this over the net. So when people come in, I want to see what you're doing, but it's like this. Last time I was here at this conference, I spoke on the Sharpie, and we talked about Sharpies. And I said, okay, if someone brings something to me, I'm not going to throw it away. I'm going to listen to it because obviously they're looking to get a deal. Okay? But what I have seen, because Shimmy asked a lot of questions about what people have seen over the years, these are some of the products that I put out, which we can't really see, but I'm gonna see. This is back in the 90s. This is the mid to late 90s. It's the first time when Polyrap first came out, fully jewel case, barcoded, every single one. This one right here, these are two product discs, and this one right here is a mix CD. Okay, what I've seen over the time since I've been in the store, in my record store for 12 years, is people are not taking the time to create and bring out a product that can compete with the national artist. I came from, see, this is what people have to decide, this is my opinion. People have to decide if you want to get a deal or you want to be a creator of your own destiny. And that's what I'm saying. So that sheet that I passed out to you, I'm gonna keep it real short and simple because I don't know where Shimmy wants to go with me next, because we're all doing this on the fly and we're trying to get all the information out to you. And he is the man that is going to get us to pull out the information to give to you. But I passed out that sheet. Use that sheet. It's all over the net now. And that's where I'll close for right now.
New music, interviews, and your favorite stars on Crazy D Radio.
Supernatural ENT, jail, congratulations, UGK Records, I'm though. You can check my ID, I'm though. 20 balls on the feet, I'm though. Candy on the Caprice, me and my partners break bread in the streets, I'm though. Cause it's supernatural jail, UGK Records. I just want the paper money on that dresser getting stacked up. I do this for myself, my daughter, my mama, my city, my hood. Yelling trade up, I'm though. I ain't capping dog, it's straight real talk. It's a done data, I'm though. Cause I'm a go get a power hitter. I don't want your girl dog, I hit a quitter. I don't get my feelings involved. I'm a solid fella, smoothing polish like my cherry red Caprice on them foes. Got that perp in my Rello Polo from head to toe. I'm on a mission, I need mine. I'm messing my jail, say it's crunch time. I'm on my grind, I'm though. You can check my ID, I'm though. 20 bows on the feet, I'm though. Candy on the Caprice, me and my partners break bread in the streets, I'm though. Doing big things, changing the game, putting Cleveland on flames. For more to do the same, coming to LeBron, I'm legends, I'm well trained. Fred Attack put me with jail, now it's over like my brother told you. Supernet, dedicated poet, you ain't no too busy hollering. I'm sold on the next level, shadow boxing with the devil, trying to make a way to keep this little light of mine. I'ma let it shine, love it or hate it, to all my street cats counting on young Shelby. I got you faded like a fresh cut already, fam. I'm on a mission, I need mine. I messed in mine, jail say it's crunch time. I'm on my grind, double time, I'm sold. You can check my ID, I'm sold. 20 bows on the feet, I'm sold. Candy on the Caprice, me and my partners break bread in the streets, I'm sold.
Yeah, big up to my little partner, P4 Shieldsy. Straight out in the streets, banging the CDs, man. Y'all know what it is, Cleveland, Ohio, 216. Put it up for your man, man.
I'm though, for standing on my grind, never giving up. Mama never raised a scrub, all in the A. At the atrium, screaming Trey up. I'm though, got the dirty south showing me love, absorbing game. Got me standing above these lanes in a K5, smack with candy paint. On them eights with the lanes, swanking dogs, pushing rhymes like weight. Stacking my dough to the ceiling like the hook of your blow. I love money, but I never let it change my soul. Even if I was broke, I still be fresh from head to toe. It's young chisel, I do my own sizzle. Straight out the seat town, getting around, burning it down. I ain't letting up or messing around. Sleeping in the city, fam, and I'ma hold it down. 216, smoke kept secret. I know you don't believe it, just watch me achieve it. I done blew some more, bro, gone, I'm gone.
You feel me? That's how I get it in. Everywhere, supernatural entertainment. Run to your city, I'm on.
You're listening to Crazy D Radio. Crazy D's Black Ice DVD, available at LordLandOnline.com. You're listening to Crazy D Radio.
So we gotta go ahead and make it real quick. So just me and Crazy D will go ahead and touch on this. Making money digitally real quick, and then I'll go ahead and go into the winners of the performance. But making money digitally, the simple fact of the matter is that technology has affected many industries, and if you're not going to change with the times, then you will simply be put out of business. Let us explain the digital world of today. And the reason why I want to go ahead and go into this is that I had pulled something up off the internet written by a blogger by the name of Eric Hebert. And it was just, you know, it was just some very important information. And I'm just going to read a few things and go in it. But he was like, for years the music business has been in the dumps. Since the beginning of the decade, consumers have stopped purchasing CDs in favor of much more conventional methods like downloading single tracks from iTunes and stealing their album of choice from the pirate bay. Most of the old heads in the music industry have tried to put a stop to these practices and have failed miserably in doing so. The simple matter of the fact is that technology has affected many industries. This is the problem with most music industry vets. Their business model consisted of selling a CD. A cheaply manufactured plastic disc loaded with content with a fairly nice markup. This profile was killer when selling a boatload of them, as is a CD had to sell a certain volume in order to cover a number of costs. So going into this is basically structured. He basically touched on a number of three different things. He touched on your manufacturing a CD, which has basically been eradicated due to the form of music now. Number two is the distribution of your music, and the number three is the marketing part and the digital side of making money. Meaning the digital world. You got to analyze this situation, and then next you have to rationalize the situation. And once you go through all those, you have to strategize to say, well, what am I going to go ahead and do to make it better, which leads to the fifth, means improvise. So the first is realize, analyze, rationalize, strategize, and improvise. These simple five tools, I guarantee you, as far as when you start doing your marketing, as you start looking at things, you'll get a lot more clear idea of where you want to go. Now I want to go ahead and touch on a few things, and I'm going to let Crazy D explain a few things, because he has a record store, but at the same time, he has what you call a digital kiosk in his store. So those people who may not have the internet, they can come to his store and utilize this kiosk to go ahead and get a digital format of your music. I'm going to go ahead and let him touch the mic real quick and let him explain as far as some of the things that have changed as far as making digital revenue and how to go ahead and go about getting your music on these kiosks or getting in this digital realm.
Okay, to be real serious. Okay, about 3 years ago, like what Shimmy was reading there, I realized that the CD business was lacking. It was going down, so I went and started to research. And my wife and I were on the internet and we were researching, saying, okay, how can we bring a consumer-based unit that can do the same thing that iTunes or if people go on there and rip their music except for its top quality when they get it. So we researched, we found a company that could do that, right? And we sat down with them and then we negotiated and made sure that we were able to get the units in the store. So when you walk into my store, you're able to go right to this digital unit. It's all touch screen. You touch it, you can get new releases, top sellers, old school genre, over 500,000 tracks to choose from. Everything that comes out on Tuesday is up there on the unit. I don't even keep up with what's coming out anymore because on Tuesday it's up there. You just go to the new releases and you can search through rock, pop, jazz, blues, reggae, hip hop, you name it, it's up there. So people can come in, touch the screen of the, touch the CD cover of the artist. It comes up full track list and you can listen to it. Choose a song to arrange them and put them on your CD or you can put them on your MP3 player, iPod, and it comes and finishes up in about 5 minutes less time for the iPod or the MP3 player.
Thank you, Crazy. You need to get a round of applause. And I mean, like, he said, you know, he said it just like this. This is the digital world. It's called Label 2.0, and it's just like Web 2.0. And it's basically saying this. Everything can be done digital. Your sales, your manufacturing, your marketing, your distribution. You have either two choices. You can either go ahead and own everything that you have, because we gave you the information about starting your own record label. And that's what this was about. As you see, look around at how many people came and look how many people are still here. So that shows you the difference of how many people really want to make it. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people just come so they can go throw their stuff around and promote da 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 da. But the real people that want to make it is y'all. And I want you all to go ahead and give y'all a round of applause for taking out the time, sitting here, getting this information, because y'all didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? And I thank y'all for y'all's support. You know, because that's why I decided to do this, because nobody was standing up. Nobody was standing up saying, hey, I can help you. Nobody standing up saying, hey, take this route. I mean, how many conferences do you go to? You got a 50-page book with all the information that you're going home with right now. You know what I'm saying? So people got to understand, like, I'm going to give you more bang for your buck. If you want me to work with you, I'll work with you. I don't have no problem. But I'm going to give you more bang for your buck. So when you go home, you're going to be like, man, shit, Crazy D, Jen, panel speakers. You like, these are people that's really doing it. And if they see that you're doing it, they see that you're grinding and that's what you want to do, then we're going to support. But we can only support you as much as you support yourself. And then support the city. Because y'all's egos, thinking bigger, better, man, the time is now. If you're an artist, you're a good artist, and let's say it's another person and he ain't that good, then be the manager. Find a lady that's going to school and she writes, let her be the publicist. Create your team. Because you ain't gonna be able to do it by yourself, flat out. And if you don't start creating a team, you're gonna be sitting here next year. If we bring this back, because we ain't, it's the only time people kept on saying, you gonna do another one? You gonna do another one? I said, no. Either you gonna take the time, take the opportunity, get up off your lazy ass, and do something. Flat out. Flat out. And if you don't like it, okay. Not many more artists it is, producers, whatever. I don't have to compete. I got enough competition dealing with other things. And family and all that, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this is for you. This stuff right here is for you. This book, that stuff, all that stuff, Crazy D, all these people speaking, Chicago, Menace DJs, Red Cat, Latin Assassin, I brought these people out here for you. So you can go ahead and get the story, so you can go ahead and change your thinking. Because everybody running around here thinking they know, but not knowing nothing about the job and the business because they so focused on, I know how to do that. I can get in my space. I don't need to do that. I can go do this. I can go do that. Well, I can do it by myself. Well, keep doing it by yourself and see where the hell you're going to be at. Fly. So I'm going to go ahead and get to it. After you know all this information, you got the music, you got your record, you got all this together, you know what I'm saying? It's called the biggest thing you gotta understand. If you got a buzz, you got your shit together, people wanna buy your music, your biggest rent should be PayPal. Flat out. They got Google carts, that money goes straight into your pocket. And all these companies out here, and I'm gonna give you a few of them. If somebody go tell you like, yo, pay me to get your shit on iTunes, tell that dude that I'm not trying to get bamboozled because it's free. You can get yourself on iTunes for free. And just because you have yourself on iTunes, don't think that you're about to go sell some music, bro. Fly out. Because if don't nobody know about you, everybody else is going to load stuff up on iTunes, and your stuff is going to be sitting right there, maybe a dollar here, a dollar there, and they probably got a $25 payout. You may get that after 2 years or 25 people purchasing your music. You know, but you got to understand Orchard. Write these things down, Orchard.com. Google these names, Orchard. TuneCore. You got Rapid. These are just some companies that with digital distribute your music as a single or as a ringtone. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is follow it. That's it. You know? So, other than that, I mean, I just wanted to go ahead and do this for y'all. I wanted to bring all these people together because we working together and we want to help y'all. And that's it. And the last thing I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all with, if y'all still got that piece of paper, and the number five thing is this. You take out that piece of paper and you unfold it, those are four things to go ahead and set to get yourself together. That's why I put that piece of paper and pen there. How many gonna go ahead and get up there and get it? Huh?
How many people want to go follow instructions, simple instructions, of a little bit of information to help you? And as you can see, the number's dwindling. That's reality. So I'm going to leave you all with this, which is my number 5 law. And it says, thinking are ideas.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003
on Harvard Ave.
What's the lot? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003
on Harvard Ave.
What's the lot? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
1212, it's Big Rand, thought you knew. Cassettes and CDs at Crazy D's fall through. Hot chew, I make you sneeze at these whack MCs. Big Ram blessing tracks is like honey to bees. Dogs to fleas. Hey, rats to cheese. Spitting bars like these. I had your city under siege. Please, cats is kitty. Grilling your city. Homegrown with microphone. Leaving comp looking silly.
So what's the store name?
You know it's CDMP.
And what's the address?
20,003 on Harvard Ave.
What's the line? 216-561-1300 for CDs and cassettes. You know you got to have it.
So what's the store name?
Crazy D's Music. Don't forget to register to vote.